Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Flood Insurance Guru Podcast. My name is Chris Green, your host of this podcast and the Flood Insurance Guru. Today we're talking about how artificial intelligence is going to be completely a game changer for you in the insurance buying experience if you're a consumer. So if you're a real estate professional, a homeowner, or a potential homeowner, you definitely want to listen to this podcast on to save yourself time and to save yourself heartache when it comes to insurance claims and the expectations that you have for your insurance company. So let's get started today. Before we get started on today's topic of artificial intelligence, remember, if you like the content you're hearing on this podcast, go and leave us a review on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play. Share the content. Leave a comment on iTunes or wherever so other people can see the value that you're getting out of this. If you want to hear other material that we're discussing here, leave us a comment. Let us know. Remember, everything's in the show notes that you need. So if you want to go and check out the YouTube of this audio version, that link should also be in the show notes for you. So today we're talking about artificial intelligence. You know, last week on our YouTube channel, I showed people how to use artificial intelligence to completely change their insurance buying experience. So what exactly am I talking about here? You know, a lot of things are changing in artificial intelligence. A lot of people, you know, you're hearing ChatGPT, Gemini, you're hearing Claude, all these different things. But you're also hearing, hey, don't put personal information into artificial intelligence because it's a public data. So then how in the world could you potentially use it to help with your insurance buying experience if you can't put personal information in there? Well, today we're particularly talking about insurance policy jackets. Remember, an insurance policy jacket is really the document that has all the definitions of what's going to be covered, what's not, what's a policy exclusion, what's a mortgage clause, what's a deductible, all these definitions. But you see, this can be about a 60-page document that, let's be honest, most people don't have time to read. In fact, many times insurance agents aren't even reading it. So when a claim happens, many times the insurance agent can be disappointed, the property owner can be disappointed. But what happened was the insurance company actually put the definitions right there in this document of what was going to be covered, what was not. The problem is nobody bothered to read it. However, artificial is changing that where you can have the confidence you need to buy insurance the way you want, whether you buy it online or with a person that you know what questions to ask. Because by simply uploading a policy jacket document into something like Claude, because it allows attachments, you can ask it for things like, hey, tell me what is going to be excluded in this policy. You know, tell me the definition of a deductible. Tell me the definition of a mortgage clause. You know, let's use flood insurance, for example. Hey, tell me, does this policy jacket meet the private flood insurance clause? Remember, those are certain conditions that have to mirror the National Flood Insurance Program in order for a bank to accept that policy. You know, this could take maybe a two-week process for you if you're trying to get answers from insurance agents. To less than 2 hours. I know because I did it myself when I bought insurance recently using Claude, you know, to get all these definitions, understand what a mortgage clause is, how a mortgage company needs to be listed if you have one on your insurance policy. You know, how each coverage on a flood insurance policy has a different deductible. You know, what's going to be excluded, what's going to be covered. And let me tell you, when I put this document in the Claude, it brought me back 14 different exclusions. So let's see if we can pull Claude up real quick from last week and see maybe if we found those definitions of what's going to be excluded. So one of the first things was that personal property not inside a fully enclosed building. It even tells me sometimes the section, this particular document, section 4, part 1, and then it talks about building and personal property entirely in or over water if constructed or substantially improved after 1982. Because generally remember, insurance companies are not going to cover properties that are built over water after 1982 or improved. The federal government has the same rule. Then you've also got open structures, including boathouses and buildings, you know, most self-propelled vehicles and machines, underground structures or equipment like wells, septic tanks, and septic systems, fences, retaining walls. You can start to see through these 13-14 things how much clarity as an insurance buyer I'm starting to get as I understand, oh, what's not covered? Guess what? My expectations are adjusting based on that. And you see, as an insurance agent, I should probably be using Claude to help my consumers understand, hey, what's actually going to be covered here? What's not going to be covered? How can I set the right expectations when a claim happens that not only is it paid correctly, the time is sped up because we know what's covered, what's not covered, we know what deductible amount is, all these different things. It's really important that we know these things as consumers, as insurance agents, and how vital these tools are. Not to be afraid of these tools, but to embrace these tools. Are they perfect yet? Absolutely not. Can they save us a lot of time and the buying experience? Yes. They could take, as I said, weeks and turn it into days, sometimes turn it into hours. Here's one of the other things too, is that we asked it what a mortgage clause was, and it told us, you know, the key points in a mortgage clause are that a mortgage is named in the policy under coverage A, under the building property. If more than one mortgage is named, order of payment will be the same as order of precedence of the mortgages. The mortgage has the right to receive lost payment even if they have started foreclosure or similar action on a building. See, all these facts it's pulling out of this simple document that I put in here could be extremely valuable. As I mentioned, you can also find the video to this if it's better for you in the show notes on our YouTube channel where we walked you through how to put these prompts in Claude. Now, I used the paid version. We used the paid version of Claude and ChatGPT every month because we're playing with artificial intelligence. Understand, hey, how can we help you use artificial intelligence to create a better customer experience? Because at the end of the day, that's what the most important thing is, that you have the right flood insurance coverage you need, you've got the questions answered that you need, and the expectations there, who's going to cover what or what's not going to be covered. Because a lot of times when it comes down to, hey, my insurance company denied my claim. Insurance is a scam. They're not saying where they're going to pay. In this policy jacket, it tells you exactly what they're going to cover. And guess what? We've had to go back to these policy jackets before to fight for a consumer to get a claim covered. And guess what? It got covered because we were able to show them their own definition and of how they weren't meeting that definition. This is one of the important things that a policy jacket can play during a claim and the important role that your insurance agent can play in using that jacket to make sure the insurance company sticks by their word and their agreement. So I want to say thank you for listening to today's podcast on how artificial intelligence is changing the insurance buying experience. If you want to learn more about flood insurance, remember, you can always visit our website, floodinsuranceguru.com. We've got our learning center on there. You can visit our YouTube channel, Flood Insurance Guru, where we put videos up usually every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, addressing issues just like this right here for you. My name is Chris Green, president and owner of the Flood Insurance Guru, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to today's podcast.